the French Revolution.
A podcast by Christopher Spence.
Hello. I'd like to take a few minutes to share with you my fascination for the French Revolution, and I hope this short podcast will inspire you to dig deeper into the subject. Let's start with some dates. The revolution lasted from 1789 to 1799. That's 10 years, and I think you'll agree, it's a surprisingly long time for a revolution. And it went through different phases, moderate to extreme, conservative to radical, and all shades in between. It's a complex period and well documented, with lots of actors and lots of action. One historian described it like being a century squeezed into a decade. And it's rich with dramatic irony. The revolution was a search for social justice, for democracy and for equality, and yet from it there emerged the opposite, a strong man in the form of Napoleon Bonaparte. He grabbed power in 1799 in a coup d'etat and declared himself emperor in 1804. And I don't think you can get much less democratic than an emperor. I don't see the revolution as an event in a bubble in the distant past. For me, it's very much alive and present in the 21st century. It's part of the collective psyche of the French population to revolt against authority. It courses through their veins and feeds, of course, the Anglo-Saxon tabloids that never tire of going into lurid details of the latest yellow vest protests and how Paris is burning to the ground. The fabric of the Republic, many of its institutions, they owe their existence to the revolutionary period when they first saw the light of day. So for me, it's a living subject. And how you interpret the revolution betrays as much about your personal convictions and politics as the real events nearly 250 years ago. The revolutionaries inhabited a strange and dangerous universe. The period known as the Terror was like an Orwellian dystopia. Everybody was watching everybody else. And if you didn't attend enough committee meetings, if you weren't seen wearing your revolutionary cockade on the street often enough and shout death to the nobility loud enough, then you could be easily denounced to the Committee of Public Safety and put on trial and end up on the guillotine. The revolution was a topsy-turvy world which would look very strange to us today. They did odd things like rename the months of the year to reflect seasonal weather patterns and agricultural cycles. They invented the metric system adopted by most civilized nations today, and they tried to apply it to the revolutionary day. With 100 seconds to the revolutionary minute, 100 minutes to the hour, 10 hours to the day, and 10 days to the week. And of course it didn't catch on. 60 seconds to the minute is kind of in our DNA. But at least they tried. The Catholic Church suffered greatly in the revolution. It temporarily lost its monopoly as the state religion, and churches were secularized. Notre Dame at one stage was used as a wine cask storage depot for the Republican army. At another stage, it was transformed into a temple of reason, rationality and reason being the new gods of the 18th century. The causes of the French Revolution are multiple. A host of factors combine in what you could call a perfect storm. And sometimes the factors themselves are strange. One of them being Iceland. Yes, Iceland can be partly blamed for causing the French Revolution. But I'm not going to go into that now. That's another story. I'll be giving Zoom talks on this subject on the 26th of March and the 9th of April, and we'll go into it in more depth. And I'll walk you through the streets of Paris from the comfort of your own living room, and we'll visit addresses associated with the characters and events from the period. And as you'll see, many of the addresses survive today. And we'll also track down intriguing scars and traces dating from the revolutionary period, which are still there if you know where to look for them. And they tell a story about those seismic events when France decided to shrug off the Age of Kings, to dismantle the old regime and lay the foundations of a modern state.